for tuning into the Genesis Frequency. Yes, this is the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you with a show where we look at whole life prosperity and making whole life prosperity our reality. You're in the right place at the right time. We talk about quantum leap goal achievement, radical personal transformation, and we talk about success and prosperity in every area of our lives. Stay tuned for another show that's going to take you to your pot of gold, however you define it, somewhere over your rainbow. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being here every day. Let's get this one underway. All right, this is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. I am so glad you did, so grateful. Hey, just a moment before we talk and dive into talking about today's topic, which is the different type of goals, which I let you know yesterday we'd be sharing about today. I wanted to just let you know that being a new show, there is a foundation underneath this show, and that foundation is the website, thegenesisfrequency.com. Thegenesisfrequency.com is the warehouse, or the website, the warehouse. Well, it is, you know, it is a warehouse. It's the warehouse where my stuff is stored, where my stuff lives, where my stuff is hosted, where you can find more about all the things that I do and that I do in business with my wife, Tanae. The website is thegenesisfrequency.com, and the podcast lives there and is distributed from there, so it's like a distribution warehouse. But you can also find out more about some of the other things I do. My company is Success Ocean International, and Success Ocean International, me, as Stephen J. Kuzmina, is the producer and the creator of this podcast, the Genesis Frequency. So that's a little bit how that works. Success Ocean International is my personal development company, my human potential development company, success and leadership development company. So through that, I am available for keynotes. I am available to speak, to coach, to inspire, to come to your group. Most of the time, I will come out and speak for no fee, depending on what the event is, as long as I can talk a little bit about our premier program, which is our Thinking Into Results program, which is our Proctor Gallagher Institute Association program. My wife and I are Proctor Gallagher consultants, and so you can find out more about all these things on the website. There also is a tab on there to find out more about becoming an entrepreneur in the field of personal development, and that's a whole separate ball game that we would have a conversation about. All right, let's get into today's topic today, which is talking about our goals. Yesterday I shared that we would be looking at big dream goals and goals in general, because so often in business books and in schools and in the corporate world and from the gurus out there that seem to know everything about everything, we're taught the textbook way that we should go after goals, that it should be realistic, it should be measurable, it should be achievable, you know, all that stuff that we've heard over and over and over again. And that's fine for getting you from point A to point B. And I pause there intentionally, because from point A to point B, that's just, you know, that's moving the needle, and that's great. I'm here, I feel stuck and I want to get over there. Well, I don't want to get across the room. I don't want to make it just down to my car. I want to make it from where I am all the way around the world a couple times and seeing everything in between. That's a big dream goal. That's what I specialize in, that radical personal transformation and quantum leap goal achievement. And for the purpose of discussion, we've classified these different goals into A, B, and C type goals. Now, a type A goal is doing something that you already know how to do. Okay? You already know how to do it. It's more like a to-do list item. A type A goal would be like, well, I want to get a new car. Well, did you ever get a new car before? Yeah, I got a new car 4 years ago, and it's just, you know, it's run down. It's served me well, but I want to get a new one, so my goal is to get a new car. Well, you know, that's really not much of a goal because you already know how to do that. You've done it before. You did it 4 years ago. It doesn't, there's no growth there. There's no stretching. You already know how to do it. You're gonna do it again. And it's a type A goal. It's something on the to-do list. Okay, it's time to get a new car. I know how to do it. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna do that. That's something I gotta get done. Boom, done. A type B goal now is something that, well, maybe you never have done it before, but it's something that you think you can do. I think I can do it. I think I can do it. If I figure out this piece here and I find somebody that knows something about this here, and I learn a little bit more about this over here, and I put together these pieces of the puzzle, and I connect all these dots. I think I can do this. It's a little bit bigger. It's a type B goal. I haven't done it before, but I think I can do it if everything falls into place for me. Now the type C goals, those are your wants. What do you really, really, really want? What is that burning desire within you that just won't go away? Type C goals come from your fantasies and are originated through the effective use of your imagination. And we all have an imagination. It kicks into gear when our teenagers don't come home at curfew, right? Our imagination kicks into gear whenever our loved one doesn't arrive on time as scheduled. Boy, our imagination can work in that direction very, very effectively and efficiently, creating scenarios about what we don't want to show up. The C-type goals, the big dream-type goals that engage our fantasies, are also engaging our imagination in a positive direction. What is it? What is it? And this should be a lot of your time here. Right here, just developing this fantasy. You see, most people have rejected their big dream goals, their desires, their fantasies, because they didn't think they're even possible for their lives. They had no idea how, so they just rejected them, buried them. They're still there somewhere, buried in their subconscious mind, who knows where. But that's what most people do. They reject them and they buy into the crap and the lie out there. Well, you know, really the way it's supposed to be done. And I look around me and society says that you find a job, and it's great if you find one you like and you work there for 30 years or 40 years. You trade your time for dollars and you do that your whole life, thereby trading your life for dollars. And then if you're lucky enough to survive that, if the company doesn't go under, well, then you can walk away. And if you saved a few dollars, and if Social Security is still around, well, then you can stop working if you want to. So we reject those big dream fantasies, you know. We hear that. We were told that, ah, you're just daydreaming. Ah, you're in the fantasy world. Yeah, well, yeah, develop that fantasy. Let your imagination run wild. You have a longing and discontent within you for a reason. It was planted there by your creator, by source. There is a reason for you taking every breath that you take. It's time to spend some time in the quiet of your mind. Why not do this? No one else is going to know what's going on in your thoughts and in your mind. It's time to start satisfying that longing and discontent by giving some attention to those desires that are knocking at your door. You can read all the great philosophers over time, over thousands and thousands of years, and they've all said the same thing. You could not even have the desire in your heart if it were not possible for you to achieve it. So that's what we want to do. We want to take a look at those big dream goals. We want to stop rejecting them. Stop thinking they're not possible for us. There's just a strange thing. Earl Nightingale said this, and I'm just paraphrasing right here. He said, for some strange reason, we think big dreams, success, prosperity is possible for others. But for some equally strange reason, we often believe it's not possible for ourselves. So we have to get out of that. And this would part of what this show is about, to get you out of that paradigm, out of that way of thinking that it's not possible for you. Because what's happening is you're thinking from those conditions and circumstances. Go back to that second episode that I did, and look at and consider where you're standing, and realize that that's where you're trying to create from. You're saying, well, I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or I don't have the resources. I don't know how. The big dream C-type goals are the dreams and goals that you don't know how. If you knew how, it's not a C-type goal. It's not a big dream goal. The how will be delivered. The how will show up. You got to decide what it is you want yet. We're talking about working with the universal laws that rush in to support you when you make a bold decision to move forward in the pursuit of your dream and your goal. You don't have to know how. You're not going to know how when it comes to your C-type big dream goal. You're not going to know how. You're not sitting down with a pad of paper and say, well, nah, this is what I'd really like in my life, but I don't know how it's possible. C-type goals, you don't know how. When you set those, you don't know how it can possibly happen. That's what I'm talking about. So big that you have no idea how this could come true in your life. That's what we want to get done. That's the direction that we want to move to. We want to satisfy that longing and discontent. We want to make it come alive again. That inner desire, that thing, that be, do, and have that has always been in there, but perhaps is lying dormant within you. What is it? Think about that. Think about that. That's your homework for now. Give that some attention. Spend some time with it. Spend some time in your imagination, asking yourself the questions. If there was no limitation, no ball and chain, no shackles, no lack, nothing holding me back, what would I love to be, do, and have in my life? Just start with that. That's enough for today. This is the Genesis Frequency. More about what I do at thegenesisfrequency.com. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. I thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another entry in this radical personal transformation, quantum leap, goal achievement, success, and prosperity show. Ah, I love getting together with you all. Thanks again for tuning in. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day.